Hello and welcome to this special episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. Today I'm excited to welcome a special guest, Estelle Kieber. Estelle is one of the UK's leading social media marketing experts, author and speaker. She's also a massive advocate of women's empowerment and passionate opening up to conversation around nudism with her year-long campaign, The Naked Truth.
Okay, so welcome, Estelle. It's so good to have you on the show.
It's my absolute pleasure to be here. I am very excited.
So Estelle and I connected just a few weeks ago over a project that we're both taking part in, which is Unapologetic, a project by Kat Shaw, an amazing artist who paints women, beautiful bodies, naked women, and turns them into goddesses. Well, doesn't turn them into goddesses, but like takes the goddess out and lets it shine into the world, which is such amazing work. So, and we met on this project and I thought it would be a brilliant idea to actually have you on the show talking about this, because it's such a potent experience to go through. I know it is for me. And yeah, so I'd love to hear from you how you came to this work. How did you come to Unapologetic as a project and your experience?
Okay. So it was a little bit of an odd one, I guess, of how I came across Kat, because we actually worked on very loosely a project together 4 years ago, but actually didn't know each other. So I was working on a campaign to support tattoo artists that tattoo very realistic nipples onto breast cancer survivors. And a part of that was a protest at Facebook headquarters dressed as giant inflatable boobs. I was heading up the marketing campaign for that, and Kat was due to come to the protest. Well, as it turns out, she didn't. So it's taken 4 years. We had never met. And again, a friend of a friend had shared a post that they were getting involved in this incredible exhibition that was, you know, empowering women. So it got my interest straight away. So I got in touch with my friend and she said, you know, go and have a word with Kat. So again, she was very new to me. I hadn't seen any of her work. And I went and connected with Kat. And as she began to tell me about the exhibition and all of the plans that she had, we then realized that actually our paths had crossed 4 years before, but we actually didn't know each other or know anything about it. So it was really weird how we were kind of brought back together. But as soon as she started explaining, you know, all of the different aspects, you know, the paintings are just one aspect of the amazing mission that Kat is on. And as soon as I started to look at her previous work, I knew straight away, this was definitely something that I wanted to get involved in. And it was incredibly nerve-wracking, I'm not going to lie. You know, taking a picture of myself nude. And to be honest, you know, I've been on a bit of a journey myself over the past 3 years of, you know, embracing nudity and, you know, positive body image. But still it felt, you know, very vulnerable. And the whole point of the exhibition itself is, you know, to be totally unapologetic. And the majority of the feedback that I get from people when I talk about my nudist lifestyle is very positive. However, there are some negatives as well. And I think for me, the whole unapologetic theme just really, really resonated, because I am just absolutely fed up of being told what is acceptable, what isn't acceptable, having to live by other people's standards, you know, all of the stigma attached to so many things, that this just kind of felt like it fit just so well with the sort of the stage that I'm going through. I say stage that I'm going through, I've been, you know, growing now for, you know, 40 years as a person, and every stage is a growth stage. But this one has been something, you know, quite eye-opening for me, and has allowed me to just connect with some of the most incredible people. And, you know, all from a post that I'd seen about somebody else talking about Kat's work.
Yeah, like, it was a very similar experience I had years ago when I met Kat first. It was just one post, and from there a world opened up. And I totally resonate with the challenging of the experience, how vulnerable it is to go, okay, I have to take photos of myself naked, and then I am sending them to this person
Yes.
that is gonna paint me. And I've done it. This is the third time that I take part of a project of Kat. I was part of the Survivor first, and then she did the Her Story project. So, and I thought it would get easier, actually, the moment where you have to take those photos and then send them off. And it was still challenging. It was still vulnerable on different aspects, but it still remains vulnerable. And the reason why I wanted to bring this to the podcast, to my audience, is that a lot of body shame is part of growing up with parents that are emotionally immature, that can be narcissistic, that can have tendencies of narcissism, and we can be shamed in so many different ways, sometimes very outright and directly, and sometimes in a very subtle way. And that kind of makes then what you were saying, like the expectations and the standards and what people deem acceptable or unacceptable, become like quite an intense experience. And this work really, I found for myself, this work with Kat, going through those vulnerable steps to get to actually see your painting coming to life, has helped me going through those phases. So, what brought you to the, I know you have the Naked Truth movement, and I believe you're also starting a podcast on this. I think I saw on your Instagram account. So how did that come about? How was that born for you?
The podcast, yes, the Naked Truth podcast launched on at the beginning of February on National Work Naked Day. I thought that was a good day to launch it. And the podcast just discusses things just like this, the stigma that is attached to nudism. We also talk about CBD because I'm a massive advocate for alternative, anything alternative. Let's just try something different. And I discovered CBD about 5 years ago, and it literally changed things for me. I was suffering from incredible migraines that would literally, I would be on the sofa for 4 days. I couldn't function. I couldn't take care of my children. It was really, really intense. And so I saw the benefits of CBD, and I've continued taking it since then. But I know the stigma that's attached to that. I know the sort of misconceptions and the myths that are surrounding it. And it's very difficult to talk about, especially in social media, because you get shut down very, very quickly. And the same was applying to, when I started sharing my journey. And for me, it wasn't, about putting myself out there. It was about showing other people. And that's the common theme that I'm seeing since I started sharing my journey. The reason that I decided to do that was because I'd shared something, very off the cuff that I was going to go to this nudist beach. It was the first time. And the amount of people that messaged me and said, I wish I was that brave. I would love to try something like this. And there were so many questions. It opened up so many conversations. And over the past 3 years, it's just continued to sort of grow. And especially this week. So a couple of weeks ago, I gave expert comments for an article on body image and totally, gave my permission for it to go to one place. And somehow, I'm still trying to find out, but it ended up somewhere else. And because of that, the publication is not a great publication and they are very clickbaity. So for me, it wasn't about the article, it was about the comments that it was going to generate with the headline and the sensationalism of the whole thing, which totally cheapened it. And again, just sexualized very much so what I was doing. And I woke up, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, and there were like 1,800 shares on this article, 300 comments, and the majority of them were very disgusting. They were vile. They were objectifying me. They were calling me names. They were, talking about my sexuality. And all of this because I choose to live a nudist lifestyle. I'm not a rapist. I'm not a child abuser. I am not out there breaking the law, stealing granny's handbags. I'm over here just enjoying being nude. I don't encroach that on anybody else. I'm not an exhibitionist. I don't go out and flash to get a reaction. I talk about it openly because I know the health benefits that I've had, and I know how important it is for us to change the way we look at our bodies. And for a lot of people, like you've just said, for us, it's, a shame or stigma that's been given to us or passed down through our parents. So it's very difficult to kind of change the mindsets of people our age unless they're willing to do the work themselves. So for me, it's about educating the next generation, explaining to my two sons that, bodies come in all different shapes and sizes. What you see on social media is not, real, because social media is not real. So hearing people say to me that I'm brave because I share my story, or, the fact that I didn't crumble and break after seeing all of these horrible comments, don't get me wrong, it hurt. Like, it's not nice hearing anybody say anything, negative about you. But for me, those people are not important. Like, so their opinions don't really matter. But what is important is that we change this narrative. And if I stay quiet, if I let things like this keep me in the shadows, this is just going to continue on and on and on. So I do feel a little bit like I have to sacrifice myself sometimes for the greater good. And I'm okay with that because I feel that we're all here for a reason, and the paths we go on are for a reason. And so I'm here now, and that's why I'm quite happy to kind of, take a bit of the negativity, because I know the amazing, amazing positives that come from it. And not just for myself now, I feel that, I'm doing this for lots of other women who aren't quite brave enough to stand up and say, actually, I'm feeling the same.
And yeah, we all get that, don't we, when we actually put out messages that are important and vulnerable to put out. We how important the message is by the kickback that you actually get, I find. That was one way for me to deal with it when I started actually put out this work. So you get a lot of beautiful feedback of people that are touched by your work, and that's like kind of like the good side that keeps you going. But then you also get the other type of comments. And my husband, kind of the one thing that he said to me was like, when you get that kind those kind of comments, just pause and feel, would you like to live the life that those people are living? And my answer is always no, because if there's that need to actually project onto someone else and put someone down and so deeply insult someone else, clearly there's a pain there that's quite
I think
intense.
a fear as well sometimes. People react in that way because they fear something that they don't know about. And so that's another reason, I'm opening up conversations, hopefully educating people, because before I decided to embark on this journey, I knew nothing about this either. So I was quite curious. So I am now very open to questions. If people have questions to ask me, then my inbox is always open. As long as they are sensible questions, because the last time I threw that out there on social media that my inbox was open to questions about my nudist lifestyle, it was filled with, a lot of people who really shouldn't have been asking questions. And again, it just goes to show, the kind of, you have to put up with a certain level of ignorance, I guess, to kind of sort through the haystack to find the needles.
Yeah, I get that. You mentioned health benefits, so I actually am curious to hear about that, because I know in my own experience, especially like starting, I've done a little bit of going around naked, but not anything too intense, because like where I am is actually really cold. Like, I know you're in the UK, but like also in Ireland, like it's so cold that, and I'm Italian, so my clothes are very on very often. but we have talked about it in our family, like with my daughters and my husband, the idea of maybe going sometimes to places like that are warmer, where you can actually just go around and be naked and experience that. But doing the projects with Kat really supported me in terms of accepting my body, seeing it from a different angle. And there were health benefits because of the distorted image that I had of my body and perception that I had, you know, like you end up putting yourself through crazy diets and doing things that are unhealthy, workouts that are unhealthy, and all sorts of things. So I would like to hear if you want to share, if you feel like sharing
Yeah,
that.
of course. So we have, if we go for, like, you've obviously got the mental health benefits, so we'll talk about that in a second. But the physical health benefits, first of all, vitamin D. So obviously we take in vitamin D through our skin. So the more skin we have on show, the more we can naturally intake vitamin D. The sun on our skin also releases certain feel-good chemicals. So it's also good for boosting your mood. It's good for lowering anxiety. So those are some of the actual physical health benefits. But like you've just touched on, there is a whole other side to it, which is the body image side, about understanding, you know, being around naked people makes you realize that, you know, all bodies are different, and it kind of desensitizes you to being naked. Because I think, you know, I've had 40 years of programming that you don't show people your body. It's insane, but it is all, it's the story that we've been told. And, you know, why wouldn't you, why can't you show your naked body? Because it's dirty, because you don't do that. Again, it's totally a backwards scenario that, you know, we should be proud of our bodies and, you know, take ownership. Because this is where, you know, we get to sort of our age and we're very, very confused about how we feel about our bodies. And we should be kind of absolutely embracing the fact that they've taken us, for me personally, you know, this body's taken me through 42 years of life. It's gave me two amazing children. You know, it's, my feet have taken me on thousands upon thousands of miles of adventures. So I think people focus too much on the actual aspect of bodies. And being around lots of naked people actually shifts how you think about not only other people, it makes you more acceptable, accepting of other people, but also very accepting of yourself. In the same way as you've just said about Kat's, you know, artwork, I feel okay with seeing myself naked now because I've been doing it a little while, and but it does take a while. I'm not gonna lie. The first few times of, you know, actually, I think seeing yourself is a different thing to being naked, because I think without seeing yourself, you can just kind of pretend that everything is the same. Whereas I suppose when you're seeing yourself, like with the photographs or in front of a mirror, you do have to actually accept how you look. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things that comes from Kat's work, is that we have to look at ourselves. And not only then look at ourselves, we then get to see the process of Kat creating these images. And, you know, how can I honestly don't know, and I probably, there is nobody that will say this, but, you know, how can you look at those images and think that you don't look beautiful? Because they are absolutely the most beautiful images I've ever seen. And it makes you like look at it. I looked at mine and I was like, oh my God, that's me. Look at me. And you know, all of us feel like that. That is what Kat has enabled us to feel, by, you know, making us be a little bit vulnerable, by, you know, taking the photograph, by sending the photograph to somebody else, by allowing somebody, trusting somebody to paint us. You know, there's, it's very freeing. As much as it is, you know, quite vulnerable, it brings you a level of, you know, trust in other people. And I think the community that she's created, you know, the Facebook group that we have, the WhatsApp chat that we have, you know, seeing these women supporting each other every single day, you know, I'm quite quiet in the group chats and things. And the day that Kat shared, I think it might have been yesterday, the day Kat shared all the videos of the whole process, and all of these women are celebrating in the group, and you can literally feel the energy. And it was the day that this horrible article had come out. And it was so needed. The time was so right for me to go into that group and say, you know what? You have no idea. I've not been in here so much. I've not been communicating with you all, but just being around you has made me realize my worth today and made me realize that actually I fucking am unapologetic. And if you don't like that, then, walk on by because this is what is happening. And to see this happening amongst a group of women, I just feel like shivers. I get little bits of excitement where I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be phenomenal. It's going to, like, the energy is just going to blow the roof off. And I'm past the point now of even being concerned that I'm about to strut down a catwalk naked because I know I am going to be surrounded by the most insane energy of women that have got my back and are there to support me and celebrate each other. So, yeah, I am very excited.
Yeah, because she has the live event happening as well, and I unfortunately won't be able to be there at the live event. We have something like 28 animals, like literally here, horses, cats, dogs, and stuff. So I am
Wow.
housebound until I find someone that can pets it on
Yes.
great scale. So I won't be able to be there. But yes, that energy, I really, really get it. It's one of the big wounds that in my work, I work with mother wounds, and I work with as an extension, it's like a sistership wounds, because when we have a wound with our mother and the women line, which in our in our line, like the women in our generation, in our line, we actually tend to have issues with other women, not consciously, like even coming from the best intention, but there's been the conditioning of being in competition with each other, the conditioning that when our mother has hurt us in some way, then all other women are gonna hurt us in the same way, that we're gonna suffer through that same wound is get projected onto everyone. So to see how within the group that cats create that competition, that rivalry, and that fear of being hurt by the other women actually dissipates. It's not there, and there's that supportive energy is really, really potent.
Yeah, it's an absolutely wonderful place to be. And if I'm honest, I'm a part of a lot of communities, and I can honestly tell you, I have never felt safer and more included, heard, seen, and supported than I do in Kat's community. And I don't think she actually has any idea how incredible she is. And this is the really sort of funny aspect because we're all sitting here in total awe of her. And she's going crazy behind the scenes, painting all of these, like, who even, how do you even paint? I think 115 goddesses. How do you even, like, the woman must have been painting in her sleep. Like,
Yeah.
where do you even find the time? But she's absolutely smashed it. They're absolutely incredible. And not only is this about the art, the whole ceremony behind it, I think is something that for me, I've never been a part of before. So, again, I'm quite nervous because this is, my first experience of this. But, what better company to do it in?
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. And Kat is, as you mentioned, she's unaware, well, she is aware to a degree, but I don't think to the full extent. She's such a humble, beautiful, loving person that it's like makes you feel comfortable and does an amazing job of it.
Yes.
And the unapologetic, that particularly called to me. I remember doing an exercise a couple of years ago when I started really diving into my own relationship with my mother and how that had affected me. And I did this exercise, counting how many times in my day I actually said sorry. And it was like, I was going into the hundreds. It was like a scary, scary number. And never for an actual reason of actually having done something. It's one thing to say sorry, okay, I stepped on your toes, like literally I've hurt you, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on your toes, that's okay. But it was like, sorry, I didn't wipe that surface. Sorry, I didn't move myself out of your way as you passed. So, sorry for existing. So like to actually just being okay, as you mentioned, unapologetic. I'm not gonna say sorry by default for just existing. That was like the main message for me.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. And I think so many other people can, as much as we've, you know, there's many women and we all have very different stories and reasons behind why we've got involved. I think there is, you know, a common theme that connects many of us. And this is what's going to be the incredible part of the exhibition, because as we're sharing our stories, you know, even the people that aren't involved directly, they're going to see the posts on social media, they're going to see the artwork, they're going to be able to relate to this themselves. And whether this kind of, you know, urges them to get involved with Kat's work, whether, you know, it just lights something up in them that makes them, you know, want to go and dig a little bit deeper into themselves, then, you know, it's all positive. It's all just so positive.
There's a question I wanted to ask you. So you mentioned, yeah, of course, the vulnerability of taking the pictures for Kat's project, but I guess there must have been at the start of your journey as going more into the nudist world, a vulnerability there and like maybe a fear. So I wonder how you overcome that or how did that experience was for you?
Yes, it was very nerve-wracking the first time. And I guess it's the same as anything. The first time you do something, it is nerve-wracking because it's totally new to you. But I had kind of planned my first naked beach trip. So I had had time to sort of mentally prepare or maybe torture myself, whichever way you want to look at that. But I kind of knew what I was going to, you know, I knew what I was about to do. And I think the biggest thing for me was the fact that it wasn't what I expected. It was better. It wasn't, you know, I felt that I would be self-conscious. I felt that people would look at me. I thought that people would judge me. But none of that actually happened. I went down to the beach. I took my clothes off and me and my friend run into the sea because we just wanted to kind of cover up initially to be like, oh my God, we're naked, but we're not on show. And then, you know, as we were in the sea and we're just kind of looking around and it's like, everybody else is naked and nobody actually cares. You know, it's not a big thing. It is literally as if everybody is just living life. They just have no clothes on. It is that simple. So the first time I went to the beach, it was a bit nerve-wracking. But I think, you know, again, just embracing it and reminding yourself, you know, this is exciting and you're bound to feel nervous because it's new. The first time I went to a nudist spa, again, I was extremely nervous because it was a first and it was, you know, I was in close proximity as well. So I think on a beach, you know, everybody's spread out, you have the sea. Whereas in a spa, you're obviously quite close together. You're in a sauna together, potentially. So again, it was that challenging of my own sort of confidence and kind of pushing myself out of my comfort zone. And it opened a lot of doors again. So there's so many positives that come from it. You know, I've made this amazing connection with all of these people that are now, you know, a group of like a community. I'm part of this new community that I never knew existed. So not only am I getting all of these amazing health benefits, you know, I'm getting the nice all over tan when I do actually get out to the sunshine. But there's all of these benefits of connecting with people who are just like you as well. So for anybody that is kind of thinking, you know, should I do this? Shouldn't I? If I'm honest, I would challenge anybody to say, try it once. If it's not for you, it's not for you. You know, nothing really awful is going to happen. You don't have to go to a beach your first time. Get used to being naked at home. I have two boys. I can't walk around naked. So, you know, if you do have that opportunity, if your children have left home, be naked in your own house. See how it feels. You know, somebody said to me the other day, they started off by standing on their balcony. They thought that they were actually perverted. They said like for a long time, they hid it. You know, they were going out. They said they went outside to get something on their balcony at some point and they had no clothes on. So maybe they were going out to get some washing. I don't know. Ended up outside and they said, and it just felt really nice. And he said, but I felt a bit weird, like, oh, well, you shouldn't be naked in public. And it wasn't in public. Obviously, it was on the balcony and nobody could see anything. But he still had that, shame attached to it that he shouldn't be naked outdoors. But he said he kind of pushed against it and he was kind of started doing it a little bit more often and really enjoyed. And he said it was a really conflicting feeling for him because of how good it felt, but this horrible shame that was attached to it until he started connecting with other people. And he said to me, I realized I wasn't a pervert, I was a nudist. It's quite funny because you do, like, lots of people think people are weird. They're odd people because they want to take their clothes off, when actually, I think people who want to keep their clothes on are a little bit odd, especially in the sauna because it is unhygienic. And I actually know this now. I never realized. Everyone was like, saunas, and you're not meant to wear clothes in the sauna anyway. And I was like, really? And then they've explained it to me, and I'm like, well, there we go. I'm not the weird one for sitting here naked in the sauna. You textiled people are the weird ones.
I get that. Yeah, the shame, it's I know I read on a post of yours, like I think it was yesterday or today, that you were mentioning how shame is taught. It's like we learn that shame. We don't have that shame growing up, like when we're born. And I know my daughters, I've got two daughters, and the hard job was to keep clothes on them. And again, I live in Ireland, so as an Italian mother, that I was conditioned with, if it's cold, you need to put your clothes on, and I kind of do put them on because I am like cold. And they were born in here, so they didn't feel it as much, I suppose, as I did. And they still are. Like, I mean, one is a teenager now, and but still, it's really hard to keep their clothes on. They like being naked. It's such a natural thing.
That is so great to hear. Like, so great to hear. So my boys are kind of at an age now where the only time it's okay to be naked is if you kind of it's a jokey thing. They'll pull moonies at each other and flashes. They walk past each other's bedrooms, but God forbid anybody is actually naked. Do you know what I mean? So, and I feel that's on me. I wish I had been able to be even more open-minded than I was, because I don't think, my kids have grown up with any, so I hope that they haven't grown up with any sort of body shame that's come from me. Society is going to do its thing itself, unfortunately. But from my perspective, regardless of whether, you've put a stone on or you've not, you're absolutely beautiful to me. You are perfect the way that you are. And, if you want to walk around naked, just pre-warn me. So I'm not going to be shocked if I walk out of my bedroom and there you are. But, I think that's where we need to kind of change the narrative. And hopefully, your girls, my boys, they're going to be more accepting, as I think they are, of most things in society. The next generation are going to be a more understanding generation. And I think that's all we can hope for is, we set the example and hope that, a woman on the post that the article was saying, I should be embarrassed because, she would never take her clothes off in front of her children. And I was like, it's because of women like me that take my clothes off in front of your children that shows them what actual real bodies look like. Would you prefer for them to just continue seeing all of these, highly edited, unreal, unrealistic images on social media? Is that okay? Because God forbid I show my bum cheek.
And I know what you say about society does it anyway, so without the trauma, without any narcissistic parents, without anything like that, even when we provide the best environment for them to grow, that happens anyway. One of my daughters, just following her favorite singers on YouTube and stuff, that started coming to me going, well, I believe my thighs are too big, or my legs are like this, or my breasts are too small, or whatever. And it's purely just by seeing what's constantly put out there that is like one size fit all, and actually the smallest the size the better. And yeah, that's really something definitely that is worth fighting to change, like, and putting ourselves out there to change for sure.
Yeah, well, this is exactly why I will keep, you know, raising my voice unapologetically, because I need to be the voice for those people that don't have one.
Absolutely. What started you in the first place? So, like, beyond, like, I get that now you have this really strong impulse to actually change the narrative and spread the message. But when you decided to go to the first nudist beach or to the first nudist spa, why did you get that idea? Or where did that come from for you?
I had a few years before, I had gone on holiday with the boys, and we had stumbled across a nudist beach. And, you know, the boys were giggling, and we had no idea. We just kind of crossed over this rock, and all of a sudden there's these people there that are naked. And we were like, oh, you know, very British of us, oh my God, naked people. And we had a little giggle, you know, and we left. And it was just kind of, it triggered something in me to think, what are they? They're actually doing nothing wrong. You know, they are just enjoying their time in the sunshine. And, you know, it's very not talked about. It's very taboo. And I think that was probably one of the things, you know, anything that we shouldn't talk about, or that's like, shh, it kind of intrigues me into like, well, why can't we talk about that? Or, you know, what's that about? And I think that's when the seed was planted for me. I just thought, well, I think that's really cool. But, you know, being a single parent, I take my boys on holiday every year by myself. So the opportunities for me to be able to go and explore that a little bit, it was very difficult. So that was why I made a specific plan that, you know, for my birthday, I was going to go away with my friends, and that was going to be the plan. So it had actually started quite a while before, and I had to kind of find the right moment.
That is really cool how things unfold. It's
yeah.
Always really interesting. Nothing is happening just by coincidence.
No, I definitely feel that, you know, I'm on a path, and I'm totally trusting the universe to navigate it. I am not questioning any longer. I am just, you know, a willing vessel. So, you know, I will go where I feel I should be.
I get that. I think that's like, it's something I started experiencing in arriving in my 40s as well. It's like, at this point, guys, I don't care anymore. I'm not questioning. I'm just going for it unapologetically, and we'll see what happens.
I think that is a massive thing as well. You know, it's when one of the, you know, the negative comments were something about, you know, I'm menopausal and not getting it enough, and that's why. And I was like, actually, it's the fact that I'm 40 years old now, and I've had 40 years of listening to bullshit and having to kind of make myself fit into your mold, and no longer will I do that. So, you know, you slap on whatever label you would like to, menopausal, not getting it enough, you know, old, saggy, baggy, transvestite. These are all the things that I was called yesterday. And you know what? I actually really don't care.
I love that. I love that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
It's a brilliant place to be. And it also, I believe that this kind of work and what Kath does, because there's women from of all ages actually taking part to the project, but it's also changing the narrative of Asian, because like Asian is such an amazing thing. I know I've turned 40 like literally 2 months ago, and I had friends around me, and they were like, oh, you know, maybe we shouldn't say that you're 40. Maybe we should hide the banners, and, you know, we should have put 25 on the banners. And I'm like, no, I'm actually 40. Like, this is amazing. Do you know how long it took me to get here and to gain all this knowledge about myself, to actually all this work that I've done, understanding myself, learn to love my body, all of that? I don't actually want to go back to when I was 25, because I was really messed up 25-year-old. So.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. I am quite happy where I'm at, 42 years old. You know, it's been a journey to get here, and it's been great. It's been an amazing adventure to get to this point. So no, I wouldn't definitely change a thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm into that. I have one more question for you regarding the naked work, like, and the nudist experience. I come from having experienced sexual abuse in my teens, and that was actually what brought me to the survivor project of Kat in the first place, because that was like kind of me sort of reclaiming my body. So I in my years of overcoming that, and I know a lot of people in the audience have been through similar experiences, I've had times where I couldn't even get naked to have a shower, like never mind going out and being naked. So like my body carried so much shame. And also there was an element of the clothes weren't like my safety. You know, like if I
Yeah.
have clothes on, I'm protected. I wouldn't even dress in in any way attractive way to go out. I would always cover up as much as possible just as a safety thing. So I do believe that that's something that you, if you've come through anything like that. And I know with my daughters, the only time, maybe coming from my experience in the past, that I've mentioned something about them being naked has been when you're around other people, you can't actually do that because of today's society, not because of your body, not because it's shameful, but there is a level of protection. So how safe is that? As in, like when you're, I know you've mentioned that the community you've met is great and that they're all really great, but how do you navigate if you felt unsafe at all at any stage within yourself in that experience?
I can totally understand where you're coming from with that because, and this is the thing, it's not an us problem, it's a them problem. And this is why it is important to, put your own safety. And it's awful to think, and I was literally having this conversation this afternoon, that women have to do things to protect themselves because we should just be able to live without having to be on self-preservation mode. But yes, especially, when it comes to, the nudist lifestyle, I guess, it is about being around people you feel safe with. And if I'm honest, I've had a couple of bad experiences. And for me, of all the people that I've met across the 3 years, I've had two people that, didn't understand the boundaries. And it's the same in life. We're going to go through life and we're going to meet people that are going to push the boundaries and break the rules. So I don't think it's any different when it comes to, a nudist lifestyle. I think what is important is that it's called out straight away. And the negative sort of interaction that I had with a guy in a sauna, in a spa, and there were actually two other guys in the spa that had seen what was happening. He'd followed me around and was making me feel quite uncomfortable. And these two guys had actually followed him, following me. And then they came to me and said, we've seen what's happened. You need to report this, and we are going to come with you and report it because we understood straight away that that behavior was a little bit odd. He didn't do anything that was, deemed inappropriate at that time. But these two guys had realized that, and they understand that this is a safe space. And if people are going to behave like that, people are not going to want to go to that safe space. And for me, I think, I'm quite resilient, I guess, in the fact that, yes, these things do bother me, but I will weigh up against, am I going to let that one person stop me enjoying something that I really enjoy? And the answer is no. But not everybody is like that. So it is definitely, one of the things that I do think about, going to different spas, making sure that there's, people around. And you shouldn't have to do that, but it's about your own safety. So yeah, I would say make sure that the places that you go to are nudist friendly as well, because you don't want to be shocking anybody. I think that's probably going to get a reaction as well. But yeah, safety, I think, I guess it's the same as with anything. If I go out at night time, I let my friends know where I am, that kind of thing. So overall, I would say it's as safe as going to a pub. In fact, you'd probably get more sexual harassment going to a pub or a nightclub than you would in a nudist spa or beach, if I'm honest.
And yeah, and the general culture in most of places where we go out normally actually is not that other guys would come on and protect you or and support you. Like, so that if you can have a community that actually culturally everyone knows what's like an appropriate behavior and what isn't, and then they're gonna come together and support you. That actually, I can see how that makes the experience okay to go through. Like,
yeah, it's a wonderful community to be a part of.
That was really, really illuminating, actually. it has often, because it's something that I've been playing with, interested in, and because there's nothing like the few times that I've had the chance to go into a lake here in Ireland naked. It's like, it's such a beautiful experience. It is what naturally we're meant to do. Again, it doesn't unfortunately happen often here with the weather, but
it's so cold here. I literally cannot wait for us to have some nice weather, because I'm a fair weather nudist, I'm not going to lie. I do not like the cold. I don't mind going to the spa. They have an outdoor jacuzzi, and you know, I will quickly run into the garden, jump in the jacuzzi, but I don't like the cold myself either. So I'm excited for my next trip abroad, or hopefully the British weather to hurry up and improve so that I can at least get into my garden.
I get that for sure. Yeah, no, we don't get to hope for that here in Ireland, because we don't have a summer at all. So it's like it goes from winter to autumn and then to winter. And it's like, so I think going abroad is pretty much my only chance.
I think I'd be heading back to Italy, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've been talking for like literally short of an hour, so I feel we've covered quite a bit and it's been an amazing conversation. Is there anything else you feel like you would like to add or that we've left out?
I don't think so. I think we've covered everything that is really, you know, important to me right now. So I'm happy with that.
Brilliant. And for everyone listening in that wants to connect with Estelle, I'm going to have all the links in the description of the episode. So not only with the Naked Truth podcast, but also Estelle, your work as a PR, as a support for people that want to have a presence on Instagram. I know you've helped me, you've helped Kat with your work, you've helped me, you wrote an amazing article for me that I shared. So that's also work that Estelle does. If you feel cool and you want to be connected with her, I'll have all the links there. And so, yeah, with that, Estelle, thank you so, so much for this episode and for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me on. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thanks, everyone, for listening in. I wish you a wonderful week and lots of love. Bye for now.